Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Dr. Jeffrey Copen joins us on Tuesdays at this time to answer all sorts of medical questions. He's the chief medical officer at Northwestern Medicine's Lake Forest Hospital. Hey, doctor, thanks for joining us again.
Hey, John, always a pleasure. How are you today?
Pretty good. I just have heard a couple of stories lately about cough medicine and how effective it isn't, how there's actually not that much to it. Do you know what I'm talking about, and what do you have to say about that?
I agree with that. Cough medicines really don't work. Now, that's not to say that some people don't find relief. There are certain substances that within various cough medicines that make people feel better, but they're really not very effective, and I don't recommend them. I think the best thing is when you have an upper respiratory infection, a cold with a cough, just drink lots of water. There's a reason your mother tried to get tea down your throat when you were a kid and you had a cold. That stuff really works, and I think it's more effective than any of the over-the-counter remedies.
I'll tell you what, though. If I've got a cold or some flu-y symptoms, NyQuil, I take a couple of caps of that stuff at night, and man, that sure seems to work great on me.
From which part? Does it dry you out? What does it do?
Well, it helps me sleep, I'll say that, and maybe that's it. Yeah, I'm not coughing and draining so much, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you could probably just take a Benadryl in that situation, John, and you'd have the same effect.
Are you against it per se, then, or you just think you're a fool if you're wasting your money on some of this stuff?
Yeah, you know, I go back to my grandmother, who was big in chicken soup. I think that's more effective. Save your money. Some people swear by certain cough remedies, and it's not going to hurt you, but it really doesn't help. And there's no well-done study ever to show that these things help. That's why they're over-the-counter. I just don't recommend them. I frankly have never recommended them in my career, which is a long time now, and my patients have done fine without taking them.
It's October. Is there a cold season?
Is there a cold season? Traditionally, there's a cold season, right? We talk about the cold and flu season, starting when the weather gets cold, damp. Our rainy Novembers in Chicago, that usually starts off the cold and flu season. COVID kind of upset all of this. We'll see what happens this fall and winter. Do we
That's
get back
right.
into a more typical pattern?
That's right, because you're right. Like in 2021, 22, I guess we even the winter of 2020, we weren't catching as many colds. We were talking about that. We attributed it to the fact that we were wearing masks and we weren't mingling with people, right?
Yeah, that certainly has something to do with it. And it also, believe it or not, this is really interesting. It has to do with the way that viruses interact with each other, the way they infect us. So it's literally COVID forced out all the other viruses, like COVID won the day. Think about that. We knew there was no influenza around for a couple of years, literally none. We had none of this RSV stuff, all the other cold viruses that, you know, there are hundreds of them. We didn't see those. It literally, the pressure of COVID just kind of pushed everything else out of the way. It's absolutely fascinating. And Jen, I'm looking forward to the results of a lot of research that's being done by the viral epidemiologists, the virologists who look into the behavior of viruses to better understand exactly what it was we all experienced together.
Yeah, maybe we'll launch a virus to block out all the other viruses if that virus isn't so injurious to us. How about that, Doc?
Well, that could work. You know, I'll tell you, one of the things I'm waiting for, there's research using the mRNA technology, which we actually should talk about, John, with the Nobel Prize that was awarded this week. Maybe we can do that after the break. There's research going on trying to come up with a vaccine that would be effective against all the coronaviruses. So let's remember, COVID is a form of coronavirus. There are four other coronaviruses that have been around for a long time that are common causes of a cold. So wouldn't it be amazing if there was an effective, safe vaccine that would be effective long-term against not only COVID, but the other four coronaviruses. I mean, that would be pretty terrific. So that work is going on. We'll see. Maybe they come up with something.
Get a load of this, though, Doctor. Results from a survey conducted by the Kaiser Family Foundation showed that 23% of U.S. adults, 23% of us say we will definitely get the updated vaccine, and 23% of us will probably get the vaccine. Meanwhile, 33% of us adults said we will definitely not get the booster, and 19% said we probably will not get the vaccine approved by the CDC. So more than half of us are saying, nope, not going to have it.
Yeah, I've unfortunately had that experience talking to people, John. That would be about my guess, about half the population at the end of the day will either get it or seriously consider getting it, and half the population absolutely will not, or after consideration will decide not to get it. I think it's an unfortunate decision, those people who decide not to get it. This virus is here. We all know plenty of people who've recently had the infection and they're home sick for a number of days, sometimes longer. The vaccine will keep that from happening. It might not keep you from getting infected, but it'll keep you from getting real sick. And, you know, I just want all our listeners to know, I myself went last Thursday to my local pharmacy. I got the COVID vaccine.
Hmm.
And here I am on Tuesday talking to everybody.
Seems to sound pretty good to me. Maybe the horse has left the barn, but I remember shortly afterwards. I mean, when the vaccine became available and there was controversy around it and it was politicized, I remember saying that we need to learn a lot of things about vaccines and pandemics, but one of the things we need to learn is how to communicate and communicate about them, avoid the politicization of them, and figure out how best to communicate the safety and efficacy of them. Maybe those things are intertwined, but I wonder if we're able to, having learned some of those lessons, do a better job of getting the message out and the vaccine out. As it is tied to COVID, maybe not. Maybe people have hardened their positions on this thing, but I just can't get my head around people who have decided they're not going to do something that will make them, if not healthier or happier, might even help them live longer.
Yeah, the CDC actually just released an analysis of its attempts to encourage Americans to get the vaccine over the last couple of years. They're trying to learn lessons, how to communicate better. I've actually read what they've published. I mean, it's very interesting. I don't know if the solutions they've come up with are going to work. We're going to see, Jen. I mean, we're living through a real experiment in real time right now. I really encourage, though, our listeners, unless you have a real medical contraindication, a medical reason not to get it, you mm-hmm. want to get this vaccine. You want to be as protected as you can from getting sick. This virus is still here. It's not. It hasn't gone away. None of us is immune from the potential of getting infected and getting ill. And it's a safe vaccine. You know, I looked it up this morning. Jen, how many total doses of COVID vaccine do you think have been given in the world since we started to give COVID vaccine?
147.
The answer is 13 billion doses.
That was low. Wow.
Think about that. 13 billion doses. So anyone who's concerned about the safety profile of vaccines that have been given 13 billion times since December of 2020, this thing's safe. And please don't choose not to get it because you're worried about some potentially very, very rare side effect.
Yeah.
Getting the vaccine, getting infected is common, and you're going to get sick.
By the way, a friend of ours, one of my best friends is listening right now, Dr. Copen, and he said, I tested positive for COVID today for the first time. He's one of those novids, and son of a gun. He thought he was dehydrated. He tested positive.
He went from being a novid to a COVID today.
Yeah. A couple cool questions from our listeners, if I may. Is it true that it costs $190 for the vaccine to the pharmacy? That's what it would cost if we were paying for these vaccines?
Yeah, that's the list cost that Moderna and Pfizer came up between, I've seen anywhere from like $195 to $230.
Wow.
Exactly what they're charging their pharmacy benefit managers, their distributors, that then in turn charge the pharmacy, that I don't know. That gets kind of opaque at that point. But yeah, I mean, the retail price of these things are about $200. But remember, everybody should be able to get this for free. Don't pay for this.
Is the new COVID vaccine just one shot or two?
It's one. And that's actually a well-phrased question, because this is a new vaccine. It's not a booster. This vaccine is designed to be against the XBB variant, one of the Omicron descendants. We haven't had this before. This is different than the previous vaccines. It's part of the reason why it's so important to get it.
John, please ask the doctor, does that include Mucinex? Is that worth it? We were talking about cold and flu remedies. And I was a little surprised to hear some of the things you were saying, doctor, because some of these things do seem to work on the symptoms, even if they don't actually fight the illness itself. Do you have the same feelings about Mucinex?
If somebody has a lot of congestion, Mucinex can help because it's a decongestant, so it can help thin the secretions to bring them up. By the way, what works even better is drinking a lot of water, lots of fluids, that some steam, all that stuff will thin the secretions, and it makes it easier to get them up. Some people, though, really do like using Mucinex, and I don't have a problem with it. I just don't know that it's any more effective than lots of fluids.
Could you please ask the doctor if it's all right to get a COVID vaccine the same day I get a cortisone shot?
No, don't do that. The cortisone shot will blunt the effect of the vaccine.
You mentioned the mRNA. The two people that came up with this received the Nobel Prize. Just a minute, doctor, but what did you want to say about all that?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, Jen, the fact that Steve broke in with the news about what's going on in the House of Representatives and the absurdity of that situation, we need them to do the work of the people, not play these silly games that they're doing. The Nobel Prize in Physiology and Medicine this year went to two people at the University of Pennsylvania, Drew Weissman and Catalin Carrico. And if you want to be inspired by genius and perseverance and hard work and what science can achieve, particularly in this country of ours, which tolerates failure, read about what these people did. It's an amazing, amazing story. And we are all the beneficiaries of their genius and their hard work. We would not have had those vaccines like we did. Millions of people's lives were saved, because Drs. Weissman and Carrico came up with a basic science development that had amazing immediate impact that helped all of us. And I am ever grateful for them, for what they came up with. It's just a beautiful basic science development that they came up with that, like I said, we all benefited. But even more so, their story is so inspiring about sticking to an idea. They knew they were right, and it took them over 20 years, but they actually came up with what they needed to come up with. And then we have the mRNA vaccines in December of 2020. So I suggest everybody read about this, be inspired. It's a great, great story.
Dr. Jeffrey Copeland, Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Lake Forest Hospital. I'm so glad you were on with us today, doctor. Thank you.
All right. Everybody take care.